Welcome to the Open House Podcast. Conversations exploring life, faith, and hope. Discover more interviews at openhousecommunity.com.au.
Hello, this is Stephen O'Doherty. Each year, the child protection charity Barnardo's Australia announces their Mother of the Year to coincide with Mother's Day. In 2017, the Mother of the Year is Tasmanian Carol Edmonds. Another finalist was Miriam Rose Ungermar, who you might remember we spoke to earlier this year on Open House, and you'll find a podcast of that interview on openhousecommunity.com.au. Well, another finalist in 2017 was Queensland Mother of the Year and police officer Sharon McRae.
Hi, how are you?
I'm very well. You're quite a woman. You only joined the police force in recent years, didn't you?
Yeah, nearly nine years ago, yeah.
Why did you join the Queensland Police Service?
I think it's because of, basically, I'm working in a multicultural school and I thought, well, the next step is working with the community as well. But also, my father was he was in the army, and my husband was in the army. So basically, and I was an armed reservist for 5 years, so it was something that I knew that I would probably go into sometime in my life, and I think at 45, I decided it was a change.
So that's not to give away your age, but that's nine years ago. But you haven't had an easy life. You lost your husband 6 years ago to cancer.
That was 6 years ago, and I was in the police service for 3 years before he passed. So. Yeah, so I had four children to look after as well. So
a single mum, four kids.
Mm-hmm.
And yourself, you'd had a pretty rough upbringing, I gather.
Yes. A bit of abuse and adversity in my childhood, yes, with my family. So it was something I'd always seen. So that was, I think, another reason of getting into the police service to try and help other people. So,
Sharon, some people would have a life as you've had. It's one shaped by difficulty in your own life and then losing your husband and so on. Some people would say, I just want no more of it. I need to have a quiet life. You've walked towards it to help others. What is it inside you that led to that happening?
It's just me, I think. It's I've always helped anybody that's in need of helping, and with my work, it's constant. I mean, I've worked with juveniles, and I've worked with refugees, and I've worked with now I'm working with the elderly community with home security audits and personal safety. So and also domestic violence. So it's just me. It's just I've always been like that. So always helping somebody. So,
well, you're Queensland Mother of the Year for Barnardo's. What do you think it is to be a good mother?
To be a good mother is your family comes first. It's all family. It's if you didn't have your family and friends. It's basically a combination of that, you know. There are so many mums out there that deserve it as well, you know. There's so many people out there that do exactly the same thing that all of us Mothers of the Year have accomplished. So, you know, there's just thousands out there.
It was a strong field, and any one of you from around Australia could have won.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And Carol, who won it, she's just lovely. And her daughter is lovely, the daughter that she's taken on. So her, you know, brother's sister. So, you know, they are lovely people. And everybody that was there, we had a great time. We all got on well. So, it was a three hectic days. So, I'm back at work now and doing exactly what I'm doing.
You met Miriam Rose Ungermar. We spoke with her a few months ago. She's lovely, isn't she?
Oh, isn't she? She's just absolutely beautiful. Very quiet, but once she opens up, I had several conversations with her about what we both do, and we got similar views. We've got very much similar views with the way that she's trying to achieve with the younger people as well and the community. And, so we had great conversations about what we both try to do, and we were surprised it was the same type of thing that we were both into doing.
Now, Sharon, as a police officer, you're sometimes in the position where you'll attend a domestic violence situation or a scene where someone's child has been injured. In fact, not too far from you, Redcliffe, there was a one-punch attack and a young man is now in a serious condition. You go into situations like that and my guess is you'll go up to the woman of the household, the mother in the situation, and you'll try to bring her some sort of hope. That's my guess. What do you say to those women in that situation?
Basically, when we go to a domestic violence, there's always another police officer with me. So basically, we deal with that situation. I will speak to one of the parties and my partner will speak to another party. Basically, we try to give them some assistance. We give them support. We offer support for them and give them some, not counselling, but we provide support and give them some ideas of where they could go to get extra support if they really need, if they need it.
Mm.
So it's just a matter of just communicating with them and giving them as much help as what we can possibly give them at that time.
You've got to find a connection with them somehow, don't you?
Yeah, you do. You've got to find that connection and because there could be kids involved as well. So basically, you're trying to get as much support for that family unit as possible. And there's a lot of agencies out there that also help with domestic violence as well. So we try and steer them in that direction.
And you also do a lot of work with young people, and your district is Logan.
Yes.
You do a lot of work with young people. How do you reach to young people?
I'll get down to their level, basically. My motto is you get treated the same way, you talk to them the same way that you would like to be spoken to. I find the young people, I love communicating with them. I get down to their level. I get on really well with them. I've done Youth Justice Conference for 2.5 years, so I have a great rapport with them. So I will sit there and talk to them. I ask them how they are, how school's going, and they open up. So it's just a matter of getting down to their level and talking to them as they're human beings as well, even if they've done something wrong.
Yes.
Still treating them with respect and saying, well, you've done something wrong, but learn from your mistake. So,
just my final question then. You, as a police officer, there's a certain outer crust that comes with the uniform when it's worn by some people. My guess is that you don't have such a crust, do you?
No, definitely not. I communicate. I prefer to talk to people. And
does that mean that you show them that you're also vulnerable, that you've, that you've lived?
Yeah. It's not so much showing a vulnerable. It's just having getting respect. It's respect and communication. It's just a matter of communicating with them and finding out what their issues are and helping them deal with their issues. And that's what I've always done, and that's how I've always done my 9 years of policing, is in that retrospect, is just talking to them and having and assisting them as best I can.
Well, your daughter said, my mum is an inspiration. She's a strong person who is the backbone of our family and who's also helped and inspired so many people and so many lives over the years. She deserves more than ever to be recognised for her great work in her own family and within the community. That's what Amanda said.
Mm-hmm.
It sounds like she's absolutely right. So, Sharon, thank you and congratulations for being Barnardo's Queensland Mother of the Year for 2017.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. God bless you.
Okay, bye-bye.